Tony and I were speaking yesterday about being goal-oriented. I want to give you a goal, dear sister. I want you to think of the day that you walk down that aisle and you are pure. Brother, I want you to think of the same day when the Lord gives you Miss Wright. And you have finally found the one that He has for you. And your conscience is pure because, in the language here, you have not tried to live the Christian life with a divided heart. Think of that day. Be goal-oriented. See the day before you when that comes. And I'm thinking again in the context of this chapter now. Who are these people? This last verse, foolish and unlearned questions avoid. I can't tell you how many times I have been asked the question, well, Chuck, are you telling me that all the people that you have separated from are not also, that they don't have an undivided heart, a pure heart? It's a foolish question. I don't ever try to answer it. Because I tell them, it's not up to me to answer what they are. What is up to me to do is to be sure that this is my condition. But it is from these people. Remember, these are people. You've not separated from things. You've separated from others. People can ask questions. A building can't. A system can't. They can't ask a question. But those that are in that system, and many times, your life has challenged them. They see you. And they see your devotedness to Christ and your study of the Word of God. And they come and they begin to ask questions. Now, I need to be very careful here. This is why I said it early in the reading that in chapter 1, you and I need grace. We need grace to answer the conscience, not grace to hit someone with a hammer. Look at what it says. The servant, Tony has reminded us, the servant of the Lord must not strive. What about those that I've left behind? How am I toward them? Am I arrogant? Am I proud? No. Gentle unto all men. Gentle, apt to teach, patient. I don't understand why they can't see this. And it took me 5 years to see it. And I don't understand why right away they can't see it. Patient. And then look at meekness. In meekness. And I might have thought that they opposed me. But that's not what this verse says. In meekness, look at the word, instructing, teaching, helping those who oppose themselves. It is a battle going on inside. I don't think this battle right here is with the world. I think this is a battle that is carried on in the realm of Christendom. And I'm called upon to ask questions. Why do you gather the way you do? Why is it that you do this? Why do the sisters? People are convicted about what they're doing. I meet every morning just about in a McDonald's before I go to work, and I have coffee with men that I know are believers. And one of them said to me, do you know that the sisters are supposed to be wearing head coverings? He goes to a Baptist church. And I said, yes, I know that. We practice that. You don't practice that? Why don't you practice that, you see? They know these things. We in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance, not to the saving of their souls, but to the acknowledgement of the truth that God has given them as well as you and I.
So how are we doing so far?
We got the gist of the reading today. Did you see what the Lord was challenging us with? Let me just recap, may I? Just very quickly, the highlight of the points that we have said, so we kind of like capture everything now. We started talking about verse 15, studying diligently and cutting the word in a straight line. What that would do me when I study the word of God? It will make me able to see what is not according to the word of God. What would that lead me? Lead me to depart from iniquity. As I purge myself using the word of God, I will be a vessel of honor, suitable for the master use. And again, each and every one of you, each and every one of us, ought to be a vessel of honor. To say, Lord, here I am, use me, I'm clean. I've been using the word of God, this beautiful shampoo, this beautiful soap, this beautiful water. And I do not get in touch with anything that's going to defile me. Lord, I want to be for you clean. But you know what? I realize in me, Lord, that there are useful lusts. And what we are not saying, young people, is boys stay away from girls or girls stay away from boys. We're not saying that. Here you are sitting together. What we are saying, run away from useful lust. We are also saying that don't quit your job now because there is unbelievers around you at your work. What we are saying is you be a testimony there. That's verse 23 and 24. Because they're going to look at you and say, why is he different? They might not read the Bible. You know that story. You are the Bible. They see you. They see your life and they said, why are you different? Why are you different? And that might give you an opportunity in meekness because now you are a servant of the Lord. In meekness, in quietness, not in arrogance. Let me tell you who I am or where we are. That's not at all. It's in meekness. You can explain to them why you don't do these things. Not because I'm better than you. Young people, I really believe today the Lord was speaking to each and every one of us. That we received instruction from the word of God. I appreciated that you were awake and you were taking notes. I want you to ponder these things because the Apostle Paul said, understand these things. Sit down now and ponder these things. Just for a quiet for 2 minutes. Think of what was said. Say, Lord, what are you telling me? Said, Lord, search me. Is there anything in my life? Would that be the day that it will be a turning point now? That I'm going to go home. I'm going to be a different person. I am not going to be the old Emil anymore. I have learned a lot now because I'm responsible. Trust me, you are responsible for everything that you have heard here. The Lord will hold you accountable. So for a minute, we're just going to be quiet. We're going to sit before the Lord and just tell him, Lord, search me. Search me and help me. I want to be holy. We sing that hymn in the evening. I want to be holy. I want to be a vessel of honor. Just for a minute before maybe a hymn will be given or a close, or we close in a word of prayer. Just for 1 minute. Quietly before the Lord. Don't think about anybody else, but just think of yourself and said, search me, Lord, and help me. I want to be for you.